It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have a couple of guests in studio today. I have Al Adams. He's with us today, as well as Vicky Voldo-Rosano. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You have you've been participants in a couple of rallies called No Kings and some other rallies we've had last year, and this year you've got, I should say this week, at the end of the week on Saturday, you've got another No Kings rally. Now, this is kind of been a nationwide thing that started, was it last year that started, I think, nationwide, where it got attention, where many
yes.
cities across the nation were participating in this, and of course you guys. So anyway, you guys will be on Saturday at Veterans Memorial Park. Everybody's asking. We see billboards in town. And so on and so forth. What's the focus behind No Kings?
No Kings means what it says, No Kings. This country was born from a revolution, from a king that was ruling the country, to a democracy. And we've had a democracy for going on almost 250 years. Well, we thought we had one, and now we see it's degrading. It's coming apart from Washington, D.C., by one person who believes that he's above the rule of law at times, not following Supreme Court rulings, and doing what his own thing is, not what he was elected to do, elected to be a voice for the people. Well, he promised lower food prices. He promised health care for people. We're not seeing that. Go to the nearest store here at Lever's. Prices are skyrocketing, and gas prices are going way up. So we are protesting that and more.
You know, you talk about gas prices, and just about everybody from all walks of life agree that since we started the Iranian war, gas prices have gone up like 73 cents a gallon since the beginning of the month from now where we sit today. So there might be some agreement there, it looks like, across the board on that. Vicky is with us as well, and I know you've been very involved with this rally and other rallies as well. And you have a passion, so tell us a little bit about your focus behind this passion and this rally.
Well, I'm happy to speak about the rally. I hate to claim that I can represent everybody who shows up, because it's a wide variety of people, and we're really glad about that. Last time we had a gathering, we had like 150 people, and we're certainly hoping that we'll have more than that on March 28th. Yeah, there's a lot of passion out there. What I hear from people who show up for the rallies is that they are angry and frightened on behalf of our democracy, because they feel that freedoms are being withheld or denied, and the democratic process is not being followed, especially due process is not being followed. So we are there because we love America, and we love democracy, and we think she's in deep trouble right now.
And I noticed one of the signs said no ICE, and of course that became got worldwide attention when we had two individuals who were at a rally and who were shot to death in Minneapolis. And that has sparked worldwide attention as to America doesn't normally operate its law enforcement that way.
Right. Absolutely right. The idea that a government agent, especially a masked government agent, not even truly identified, can snatch a person off the street and then decide later on whether they're really guilty of anything without due process is absolutely un-American. And that's exactly the kind of thing that I think most of us that come out in good weather and bad weather are protesting against and wanting to mend our democracy and get it back on track.
And you guys have been out there in good and bad weather. I've seen you guys out there in good and bad weather. So you're not fair weather when it comes to that. Al, let's see, I forgot what I was going to ask you now, but you've got, peaceful. You and I had talked about this a little bit before. You guys have had, you ladies and gentlemen, have had peaceful rallies here in Valley City. There's some bigger cities where people are worried, you know, they've become not peaceful, but you've really stressed that, Al, haven't you?
Yes, well, we encourage people to come out and peaceful. We're not going to be debating or arguing with people. We're just there to make our cause known, what we disagree with, what's going on, and we do it peacefully. We hold up a sign, we might do a chant, things like that, and groups of people together. All of us with one voice showing that we are for our saving democracy in the United States because it's being fallen apart at this time.
And you know what's wonderful, Steve, is by and large, from what I've read, and I read a lot on this topic, from what I've read, the protests and rallies across the nation have been peaceful. And that's nearly miraculous when you look at the numbers that have turned out. By the way, I'm told that already this year, over 3,000 rallies similar to the one we're planning in Valley City have been planned nationwide. And that is a larger number than the number that were held last October.
It's a good point. It sounds like most of them have been peaceful. Obviously, yes. The focus has been Minneapolis and what happened in Minneapolis. And, of course, there's some debate with some folks in the Walk of Life and so on and so forth as to how that was conducted. But one thing that's for sure is that we can all agree on, we don't want to see anybody, Americans, killed in the streets of America.
Certainly not by government agents.
It takes us back to 1970 in Kent State, you know.
Yes.
And we don't want to have a repeat of that.
No.
Right, Al?
Absolutely not, no. So we're for the peaceful movement here of letting the country know that we all band together, and the purpose is saving this democracy from king-like behavior.
All right.
I would like to point out that we were actually given this charge by the founding fathers. You may remember it was Benjamin Franklin who, in answer to a question, what kind of government did you guys cook up at the Constitutional Convention in 1787? And remember his famous answer was, a republic if you can keep it.
That clearly obligates
us as conscientious citizens to stand up for democracy when it is being threatened by totalitarianism of any form. And we feel that threat is very dire right now.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
And want to encourage people, if you're sitting home and wondering, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. I can't make any changes. Well, this is the time for you to come out, stand up for what you believe in. Join us on Saturday the 28th. Hold up a sign or clap your hands, whatever you can do to show that you did something. Because history is going to write about this area. And when they write it, you might ask yourself, what did I do to help make changes? And one thing, come out. Join us, hold up a sign, and cheer us on.
That's again Saturday, March 28th at noon.
12 o'clock noon.
12 o'clock high, as we say, right?
That's right.
At Veterans Memorial Park, right here on Main in Valley City. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.